Justice for Palestine activists yesterday entered and disrupted an event at the Brisbane Hilton Hotel. The $1,600 a table luncheon was organised by the Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce and featured as guest speaker former Queensland Premier and now Chairman of the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games Corporation, Peter Beattie. Mr. Beattie, as the activists were happy to remind him, was famously arrested opposing the South African apartheid regime in the 1970s. I spoke to Elizabeth Jones from Justice for Palestine. So can you tell me, what was the event yesterday?
The event was an Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce boardroom lunch. It featured Peter Beattie in his role as Commonwealth Games Corporation, and it was an event that was talking about games planning and benefits to the Queensland economy.
So you and a group of people from Justice for Palestine disrupted the event yesterday. Can you tell us what you did there and why?
Yep, we disrupted the event because we are in support of the BDS campaign. The BDS campaign is the Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions campaign, which was launched by Palestinian civil society back in 2005. It's an effort to economically target and isolate Israel until Israel respects Palestinian rights under international law. So we targeted this event because it is hosted by the AICC, which is the peak body managing and promoting trade between Israel and Australia. We also targeted it because it was featuring Peter Beattie, who, mythology has it, was arrested in opposition to South African apartheid. So we wanted to point out the hypocrisy of supporting a state like Israel, which has an apartheid system, when he opposed South African apartheid back in the early 70s.
I understand those. You want to make a point, and I respect that. It's a democracy. I'm happy to take whatever you want. If you want to come and talk to me outside, I'm very happy to do that. Everybody has rights in this. You're making a point about someone's rights. Some other people here have rights as well. So it is about a balance.
So the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions campaign, how do you link, I guess, boycotting Israeli companies to stopping Israeli settlements in Palestine? What's the link there?
Well, it's not just about settlements. It's about the whole way that Palestinians exist inside Israel. You know, they have separate roads for Palestinians and for Israelis. They have home demolitions. They demolish Palestinian homes. It's very hard to build in Israel or in the occupied territory. They have an ongoing 10-year siege of Gaza, where they control everything that comes in and out of Gaza, which has resulted in Palestinians having to build tunnels under the border to get to Egypt to get sort of basic goods. People should remember the Mavi Marmara. That was a ship that set out from Turkey to deliver goods to Gaza to break the siege. There's been a number of these boats, which was boarded by the Israeli military, and people were killed. People on the flotilla were killed because of that. Gaza is the most densely populated place on earth. As you mentioned, there's settlements in the West Bank, which is further breaking up Palestinian communities. There's the apartheid wall, there's checkpoints. You know, it is, for all intents and purposes, it's an apartheid system. People still talk about it in terms of, you know, there's Palestinian areas and there's Israeli areas, but the reality is that the Palestinian areas are so controlled by Israel, it's essentially an apartheid state. So, yeah, the idea is to further isolate Israel to the point to which it needs to abide by the norms of international society. The UN has been making recommendations for a very long time. It's been talking about the situation for a very long time. The aim is to get them to abide by that. Same as with South Africa, the boycott movement that happened there is isolating Israel further and making people see what's really happening there, and that we should not engage with this as though this is a normal state, because it's not.
Excuse me, we come to listen to you. We pay to listen to somebody else.
Yeah, but you don't get a choice.
And so yesterday when you went in, what was the response of people in the room?
People were quite stunned. I don't think they expected us at all. We didn't cop a lot of aggression. Peter Beattie engaged with a few questions to start with. It's difficult to know who the people in the room were. They were definitely, you know, Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce people, but they didn't make themselves particularly known. Of course, in that kind of situation, most of the conversations that you have are with management of the Hilton Hotel, which is where it was, and they're trying to get us to move. So that's kind of how it went down. We sang a few songs, we did a few chants, we, you know, said some things, and we just held our ground until the police came and asked us to leave. So we're definitely trying to put the Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce on notice, letting them know that they're not a group that is acceptable. It's not acceptable to promote trade in such a dysfunctional apartheid state.
It's a shame that us being here makes you feel so uncomfortable. If only the genocide of thousands made you feel as uncomfortable as we do. Commonwealth games are on stolen land. Israel is on stolen land.
Well, I don't think we're going to get very far with the dialogue, but, you know,
Well, let's extend the dialogue a little, shall we?